I've been doing a little bit of talk about revival and things that I know when I first came here, that was what I was looking for. I was looking for a revival. My background and so forth taught me, it's time for Children's Church. Children's Church can go ahead and go and that sort of thing. My background was, you have a revival twice a year. You have one in the spring and they have another one in the fall. And so you have these revivals twice a year. That was not it. They were usually outpourings of some pretty good feelings that people had. At times, some really tough preaching went on. And you felt bad and then you felt good because Jesus had forgiven you. But that was not revival. Revival is taking that which is passing out, that's weakening, that's not got much chance for life, and bringing it back to life again. That can happen so easily to us, brothers and sisters. That can happen so easily to us. You can get used to doing ministry. I get used to preaching and knowing that there's some way to come up with a message and there's some, here's the mechanics of how to do. I can do that, and you could do that. I mean, if you learn the mechanics, you could do that too. It's like making a speech. But preaching and teaching is not making a speech. It's about interacting with the Lord Jesus Christ and the people and the Holy Spirit, bringing that all of that together in a way that congeals our thinking around the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a fascinating thing. But I know that it can be done mechanically. You can do Awana mechanically. You can do Trail Life mechanically. You can do American Heritage Girls. You can do your Sunday school. You can do any ministry you have mechanically because you know how to do it. But that's not what we're after. Our work is not a mechanical work. Our work is what God had designed in the beginning. It's a cooperative effort. It is God giving us the power and authority to do those things which only He can get done. But He uses us as an agent through which to get it done. That's what I call rest work. That's abiding in Christ. As you're abiding in Christ, you're not producing fruit. Your goal is not to produce fruit. That would be a mechanical operation. Your goal is to bear fruit, which is greatly different. That comes from the plant working in you. You follow me? Jesus is that, the whole vine itself. He's the one that's feeding you. Rest work is when you say, Lord Jesus, use me whatever way you can. I am yielding to you 100%. I want to bear fruit. He produces fruit. We don't produce the fruit. If we produce it, it was likely mechanical. So I just want to make these statements about revival. Revival can't be created. If you are sick, you're not able to revive yourself. That has to be from something that has life. So revival is an act of God bringing life back to people. Revival is an act of God in which He brings new life back into it. He's the one that refreshes our ministry. He's the one that we say from now on, I'm not doing this mechanically. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to let the Lord Jesus Christ work through me. All right. So I just wanted to say that as we're looking at these upcoming times here with a Passover Seder, we're looking at the Resurrection Sunday, we're looking to meet with God. We're asking God. We're inviting God, please come meet with us. Not that we're not doing that every week. We are. But we're practicing what we saw take place in so many places in the Scripture, preparing the place, preparing the people to be ready for receiving God. Does that make sense? That's what we're doing. So we've had something we call the preparation, and there's a sign-up sheet out there that involves two different things. That's about places and all that. That's one thing, so sign up for that one out there. But the other one is the Passover Seder itself. That's a big meal that we're going to have. So I've asked you to volunteer for some of that. I've had lots of good response from that. So we are going to have a meeting Tuesday night at 6:30. Tuesday night at 6:30 for this Passover Seder. This is not about the place work to be done. It's not about any of that. This is only about the Passover Seder. So if you would, show up Tuesday, 6:30, and we'll work our way through that one. Fair enough?